outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Body parts have been found. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. 3 weeks after a journalist was murdered at the Saudi consulate in East Istanbul, Sky News reports remains have been...
An ESPN
violent point murder
with Will Cain. Turkey's president demanding more answers from the Saudis. Fox is Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, Recep Tayyip Erdogan saying all evidence gathered shows that Jamal Khashoggi was the victim of a savage murder. In a speech at Turkey's parliament, Erdogan saying investigators believe the attack was days in the planning.
He took in the fourth quarter to their ethos.
Remember surveillance ago, cameras
they
before Khashoggi arrived
and, they embraced
and
the
said they used
mentality.
A body double as
and
a decoy after the killing. Erdogan's account contradicting the Saudi story, journalist was killed in a
you're
brawl.
Not creative
on
office.
Simon, CIA Director Gina Haspel has gone to Turkey to be close to the investigation. President Trump has said he's not satisfied with the Saudi version of what happened. He also again said he'd stop that.
Nuts.
Get more from Will Cain today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN
app.
He was rallying Republicans in Houston, Texas 2 weeks before the midterm elections. Former President Obama rallied Democrats in Nevada.
Technology hits the bowl two times cleaner than standard bowls with just one, and is available in a variety of styles and options. And listen up, folks. Now through November 30th,
the manhunt for a killer is over in Salt Lake City. It ended with a body found inside a church. Fox 13 reports Melvin Rowland apparently shot himself after police say he shot a University of Utah student outside a dorm. Her body found in a car last night, prompting classes to be canceled today. A South Carolina police officer shot more than 2 weeks ago has died. Second officer now killed in the ambush outside a home in Morris County. The 74-year-old accused gunman is in jail.
And more.
This is Fox News.
Bar that's sky high.
Because how can a fully stocked restaurant improve your image? How can service fire extinguisher
anybody be blimp worthy? Goodyear. More
is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem. No excuses. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation.
To experience relief from muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This non-greasy foam is proven to relieve muscle cramps fast and reduce muscle soreness. TheraWorks Relief can also prevent...
Pros in the know start with Lowe's. Because at Lowe's, pros save every day on the materials and supplies they use most when they buy in bulk. Now get 20% off all in-stock Owens Corning or GAF shingles when you buy in bulk. Plus, you can save time by ordering ahead on Lowe's for Pros. And your order will be ready for pickup in store. Stop by or visit LowesForPros.com for details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Minimum purchase required. Selection varies by location. U.S. only.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit maxrecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Houlihan's is now offering Sunday brunch from 9 to 2. Enjoy some of Houlihan's favorites in addition to new brunch items such as stuffed French toast, buttermilk pancakes, Southwest skillet, house-made quiche, avocado toast, and mushroom spinach and goat cheese omelets. Have Sunday brunch outdoors with a mimosa or Bloody Mary in hand and great company at Houlihan's on their beautiful, secluded patio. Can't make it to brunch? Meet a friend or coworker, part of the iHotel and Conference Center at 1st and St. Mary. Check out Houlihan's on their Facebook page.
ESPN 93.5 as we check our local news. Just a moment. This is 2 days in a row. I found this. Local news with Jamie Monticelli brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional. With a 2-year warranty on all their work, call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, it's classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Part of Green Street is closed today. The westbound lane of Green Street will be closed for construction between Prospect Avenue and Pine Street, and only eastbound traffic will be allowed in the area. New data from the organization Child Care Aware of America shows child care costs have hit a new high. Parents across the country spent $9,000 to $9,600 a year for one child's daycare last year, up about 7.5% on the year. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has recommended that child care costs should account for no more than 7% of family income. A married couple making the national median income of close to $88,000 a year will have to spend 10.6% of their money on child care, up from 10.2% the year before. For a single parent, child care costs can take up to 37% of a single parent's household income. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Manicelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
You want to win some food before the Maryland game? We got this deal going with the Pink Pig in Ogden.
Mm-hmm.
Today, tomorrow, last days to get in on this. All you have to do is go to ESPNCU.com, fill out the form. Your odds are going to be fantastic. ESPNCU.com. And barbecue for 10 at the Pink Pig in Ogden.
Pulled pork and brisket, sauces, the baked beans, the Pink Pig in Ogden.
Unbelievable.
You just visit ESPNCU.com to get in the running to win.
Okay, we'll draw on that on Thursday. Check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Sunny and a high 56, 32 our low tonight. Up to 54 tomorrow, down to 34 in the evening. On Thursday's high 51, partly cloudy. More clouds and a low 39 on Thursday night. Bringing on a 30% chance of showers for Friday and Saturday with a high 52. 43 with the sunshine now. ESPN 93.5.
All right, we talked to Dan Hartlib last hour about his recruiting class at Illinois, a little about the World Series. He says, I don't know how you beat Boston. I don't either.
That's right.
Boston is your clear favorite to win the World Series. You know, I read an article yesterday, and again, I know how rumors go in baseball. Well, apparently, Bryce Harper likes St. Louis.
Is that right?
I know. That's sure he does. And Giancarlo Stanton's going to play in St. Louis as well.
Okay, then.
But apparently, there is evidence that Bryce does respect and really like the fans of St. Louis. Hey, the bottom line is, the St. Louis Cardinals are on the outside looking in, and now they're looking up not only at the Cubs, but Milwaukee as well.
I Googled it. Bryce Harper wants to play in St. Louis. The Cardinals need to make sure it happens.
Yeah, see, the writer took a bit of liberty with the Bryce wants to play in St. Louis because there's no quote like that. In past years, he's tweeted out that it's a great baseball town. I tell you what the Cardinals do have to do, which is a little different. It's like you're going to have to sell St. Louis. I think the days of, you know, we want you to be here, but we don't really pay top dollar because we're St. Louis, might be over. Now we're in the big boy, big money game, and it is a great baseball town. But, so you're going to put your selling shoes on here and sell him on what kind of major franchise player he's going to be, and you are committed to winning World Series championships, and he's your man. I don't think Manny Machado's a fit. I think his I don't hustle, that's just who I am comment actually hurt his money. Somebody will pay him a big, big 300 and some million, I think. But I think Bryce Harper's your guy. He's the best free agent outside of Manny Machado. And then you go pick up a two-year guy like Josh Donaldson to play third. And the Cardinals could try and compete. But I'm telling you, if you don't do something like this, good luck. Cardinals will be fighting for fourth place in the Central Division. Best case will be a wild card shot. Cubs in Milwaukee just got too good, too many good players. So, okay, ESPN 93.5, our good friend Rachel Sutherland, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Ace reporter, Fox News, and the D.C. Bureau, 2 weeks from today, we're counting votes. What's the nation's capital feel like these days?
Well, kind of empty because all the lawmakers are out campaigning. They're not in session.
So, will you hang at Starbucks all day? What are you doing? There's nobody in town.
Oh, I'm working. Right now I'm monitoring. The vice president is going to be talking about the Space Force thing.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, it's exciting. You know, early voting is already underway in several states, including in Texas, where President Trump was there last night for Ted Cruz, who used to call Lion Ted, but instead he called him Texas Ted
yeah,
last
like
night.
Yeah, yeah. Now they're friends. Yeah.
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 And they're good friends now.
They got 100,000 RSVPs to that thing. I mean, it's amazing.
It was incredible, and last I heard they were going to hold some kind of big tailgating party.
Yeah.
President Trump is continuing to draw crowds wherever he goes. I mean, former President Obama was out in Nevada for the Democrat challenger to Dean Heller. I suppose he drew a crowd, but it's just nothing like what you see with President Trump when he goes out. He's a bit of a rock star still. He holds that appeal.
And nobody, I don't think, has ever talked like President Trump talks. I mean, he is very adamant, very plain-speaking. People connect with that, and I think he has always had a feel for people. He's always had a feel for what the crowd wants. I mean, he's an entertainer, too. I mean, the guy's good. He's good at a microphone.
No doubt about it, yeah. And I think what we're seeing with President Trump with his approval rating now at 47%, according to the latest Wall Street Journal and NBC News poll, I'm sure you were talking about that yesterday.
Yep.
You're seeing in the second year of his presidency kind of more grounding to this president. The first year it felt chaotic. Now he's found his footing as president. He's still who he is, and he still says some kind of off the cuff remarks and things like that. But you get the feeling that he's just more on solid ground. And with that approval rating being high and higher than President Obama's was in 2010 heading into the midterms for that famous slacking that the Democrats had.
Right, right.
But it's still hard to predict how this will turn out for Republicans in the end, because traditionally the party that occupies the White House will suffer losses in the midterms. It's just a matter of how much.
Yeah. Well, I know one thing that I don't know. I have no idea. I don't feel any blue thing. But we'll have to wait and see. I know a lot of early voting, a lot of energy out there, but I think the whole Brett Kavanaugh and now this caravan moving up from Mexico, I think, has fired up certainly the Republicans as well. It'll be fascinating to count votes on 2 weeks from tonight for sure.
Oh, well, we'll all be drinking that coffee all through the night and morning. And so.
Well, listen, we'll be finding and working with Rachel Sutherland. We appreciate all your reports.
Thanks.
That's it. Rachel Sutherland at Sutherland Fox on Twitter if you want to follow her. 813, ESPN 93.5, Mega Million tonight, $1.6
billion. Mm-hmm.
$1.6 billion. Odds are 302 million to one. 280 million tickets sold last time.
And again, hasn't hit since July.
Yeah. So it's possible we're going to go $2
billion. It's true.
And then I said yesterday that, you know, security concerns of the money so big that some cartel might grab one of your family members and charge you $100 million, and you'll have it. Which is the scary part.
Right.
You'll have it. The payout, if you're wondering, is 908. So 1.6 down to 908. That's a concern. And then after taxes in Illinois, we figured the Illinois taxes, because you live in Illinois, you're taking back a 647. Or if you want to do the annual lump sum annuity, it looks like $53 million minus your taxes. You're dragging home after taxes, tax title and license, about $3 million clear a month if you take the lump sum after everything. I'm sorry, if you take the annuity. So $3 million a month for the rest of your life. Well, not necessarily the rest of your life. 20 years, 30 years, whatever it is. I think it's 30 years. So if you want $3 million a month or you take the lump sum at 647, what would you do? I mean, we got to think about this now. What do you do? Huh? Goodness, of concerns and the problems.
Exactly.
But yeah, I think there's a litany of things here. Dan Hartlib wants to have lunch with me tomorrow if I win, because I said I'd buy a stadium. Oh, boy, I don't know if I've got that in the schedule. I'll have people. People, I'll have people who have people.
There you go.
Yeah, 814.
Come out and get some exercise with the Urbana Park District's Thanksgiving tradition before dinner. It's the 51st annual Turkey Trot, a Thanksgiving tradition. Turkey Trot is a 1 mile fun run and walk. That's a great way to get some exercise before you sit down for that big meal. Free hot chocolates provided, along with raffle prizes and ribbons for the first 800 finishers. Donations benefit the Park District Scholarship Fund to reduce camp costs for kids in need. Race begins at 9, November 22nd. It's the Urbana Park District's Turkey Trot. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
Envious of your friend's new iPhone? At Sprint by Wireless Revolution in Champaign and Urbana, you can switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone XS. What's more, you'll save monthly when upgrading or adding a new line with an eligible trade-in. Right now, get discount rate plans for those over age 55, active military, or veterans, and discounted rates when you bring your own device. Paired with the fastest average download speeds in Central Illinois, it's the whole package. Hurry to Sprint by Wireless Revolution at Marketplace or by Starbucks on Prospect in Champaign and at Philo in Florida in Urbana.
All right, 8:16 on ESPN 93.5 on this Tuesday morning, October 23rd. It's Sports Headlines.
So I wonder what the odds are. What's Vegas saying on the World Series? Have you heard
I think,
that?
Yeah, Boston.
Everybody's Boston
Red Sox? Yeah, unless you live in Los Angeles. I don't think there's any baseball person would look at that and say, you know what, LA's going to. No, they could beat them, but Boston is clearly better. Doesn't mean Boston wins, but Boston's better.
Okay. Well, and I didn't think about the 7:09 start is really, what, 4 in the afternoon for Dodger fans?
7:09, what time does it start?
7:09
Eastern or Central?
Well,
in Boston?
Yeah.
6:09 here, and back up two more. 4:09
right.
In L.A.
Okay.
What about the people that work?
So, in any case, the best of seven starts tonight. Game time temperature right around 50. NFL action last night had Atlanta over the Giants 23-20. Also trending in NFL action is the Colts' Adam Vinatieri. It's his groin injury, the MRI on his right leg. He's 5 points away from being the all-time leading scorer and missed two over the weekend. Illinois is at Maryland. It's a 2:30 kickoff on Saturday, as we say. Go Illini.
Come on.
Speaking of the Illini, number 6 now, not 7 anymore. Our volleyball team bumped up a notch. Jordan Poulter, Big Ten co-setter of the week. This is the 4th time this season and her 7th overall to get that tap. She's got a game against Maryland tomorrow with the team. It'll be Halloween in Haunted Huff Hall tomorrow. A week ahead of time, but what the heck?
What the heck?
Dallas over the Bulls, 115-109. Minnesota's Timberwolves beat the Pacers, 101-91 yesterday. On ice, Winnipeg over the St. Louis Blues, 5-4. Blackhawks in action tonight against Anaheim. That's sports.
Yeah, you saw the article said that, you know, Bryce Harper wants to play in St. Louis. It's a leap.
It is.
It's a bit of a leap because the whole article doesn't say anything about Bryce Harper saying that.
You're right.
I think in 2015 he texted that he loves St. Louis and the fans.
Well,
he wants to play here.
There is a sentence here that kind of matches what you were saying. St. Louis has to turn the page on the, aw, shucks, we're just a small market team attitude.
No, you're going to outbid the Cubs for Jason Hayward, but he went to Chicago, and that's fine as it worked out. But you lost on Giancarlo Stanton because he didn't want to go to St. Louis. Ouch. So now what? So you're going to have to put on your selling shoes and talk about Bryce Harper as your franchise guy.
Uh-huh.
You're going to have to pay him 10 years, at least $35 million a year.
Well, it says he'll be leaving $25 million on the table if we talk him into the deal. When all else is equal, let the tradition tip the scale.
No, they're not going to. Tradition, schmission, no. Now you got to outbid people and sell them on St. Louis. You have to sell them. You can't assume the legacy. You can't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. It's just the thing has changed. I hope they realize that. There's going to be fierce bidding for Bryce Harper,
mm-hmm.
including the Cubs. Here you go with your weather.
Sunshine and a high 56, 32-hour low tonight. Up to 54 with sunshine. Clear and low 34 Wednesday evening. 51 the high on Thursday. 52 for Friday and Saturday, but there's a 30% chance of rain in the forecast now. Right now the temperature's at 42. ESPN 93.5.
If the Cubs get Bryce Harper, I'm pulling the socialism card because it won't be fair.
Not fair.
No. And so I'll get, the Cardinals will get two of the Cubs starters of their choice to make it even. Because it just won't be fair, and it's not fair that they would be so rich. What are they, greedy? They don't care about their fellow human being? No. If Harper goes to Cubs, it'll be ridiculous. Harper or Machado. 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, it's earnings season. Companies are releasing their corporate report cards. It's a mixed picture, but stocks are skidding. Caterpillar says it's seeing higher prices for its supplies to make its products. 3M also says its business could be impacted by higher costs this year. Harley-Davidson says its earnings were helped by European sales in the summer quarter, though U.S. sales declined. Harley is also recalling more than 200,000 motorcycles because of a possible problem with a hydraulic clutch. McDonald's is reporting a strong quarter. Global sales at existing stores rose more than 4%. In the U.S., the sales were up nearly 2.5%. McDonald's says it was helped by its menu selection, and customers are spending more per visit. The Dow dropped 126 yesterday, NASDAQ up 19, S&P lost 11. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here or here
or here.
One of the nation's best savings rates, opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbors Nursery. There are two big things going on right now at Country Arbors. All our trees are 20% off. If you lost a tree to the ash borer or have a new home that needs some shade, now is a perfect time to come pick out a tree at Country Arbors. The other big event is the start of mum season. Country Arbors is the largest grower of mums in our area, and our large 3-gallon mum is just $6. Country Arbors is the home of the giant $6 mum. Choose from 66 varieties and lots of different sizes and pots. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery, a family tradition of growing plants for 153 years. Visit countryarbors.com for more information.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. And right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail-in rebate when you purchase a Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Twin Pack or 2 single packs. 2 single packs must be purchased on same sales receipt. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Downmore Boys and Girls Club's annual Dancing with the CU Stars is set for October 26th at the Refinery.
I'm Roselle Bosley, and I'm dancing with the stars to benefit the kids at Downmore Boys and Girls Club. You can help the kids and me by going to dmbgc.org and supporting Dancing with the CU Stars 2018. Vote for me and the kids today.
I'm Steve Whitsitt, and I'm dancing with the stars to benefit the kids at the Downmore Boys and Girls Club. You can help the kids and me by going to dmbgc.org and supporting Dancing with the Stars. Be sure and go and vote for someone. I don't know, maybe Steve Whitsitt.
Hey there, this is Matt Jones. I'm Dance with the Stars this year. Come out and support us. You can go to dmbgc.org to vote. Let's have some fun and raise some money for the kids. Can't wait. Let's have some fun. Vote for me.
Support the kids at the club and vote for your favorite celebrity dancer today at dmbgc.org.
Yeah, it was a heck of an event. Diane and I will be there. Excited 50th. The 50th anniversary of Downmore Boys and Girls Club.
There's 10 dancers. I'm looking at the lineup. Deion Thomas is in here, too.
He'll be the... Well, yeah, he's taller than Eric Robeson,
he
right?
He is real tall.
Well, I mean, what's Eric Robeson?
I mean, 6'8".
Yeah, I mean, Deion's 6'8 or 9. So he'll at least be right up there with the tallest dancer ever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Deion Thomas, who will join Jeremy Monday. And every Monday in basketball for an hour, Monday mornings at 9.
In October, Monday the 29th?
Yeah, starts October 29th.
Okay.
Deion Thomas this Monday, and of course, Jay Layman from 10 to 11. And Jay is just off the charts good.
Yeah.
He has got all the elements that good radio. I mean, the guy is knowledgeable, credible, fun, energetic, funny.
I mean, he's well connected.
He just knows what he's talking about.
Uh-huh.
And he's entertaining as all get out. So we're excited about Monday. It'll be Deion Thomas with the Jeremy Warner Show 9 to 10. Jay Layman with the Jeremy Warner Show, 10 to 11. And Jay also chimes in on Fridays as well.
Okay.
Anyway, fun. Okay, we have this winter clothing giveaway at the Homer New Life Church of Faith. It's this Saturday from 8 to noon. It's mm-hmm. all free.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So all the coats and hats and gloves and boots and additional apparel.
Take what you need.
All sorted in size. They trust you to just take what you'll use. And that's amazing. Information, call 278-9302. Pastor C.W. Greer is a great man. 278-9302. 825, Dan Hartlib, Illinois baseball coach, joined us earlier. His wife, Gina, was the Dancing with the Stars winner a number of years ago.
Yes.
And Danny will be there. And here's what he had to say about the Don Moya Boys and Girls Club Dancing with the Stars.
It is. It's unbelievable, you know, what this community does and how they support the Don Moya Boys and Girls Club. You know, Sam Banks has done an unbelievable job moving that program and that non-for-profit forward. They've got a great board of directors. You know, a lot of people were involved kind of getting the Don Moya Boys and Girls Club heading back in the right direction. And it's truly one of the great non-for-profits in Illinois.
Yeah, we have a fun night, and we'll see everybody out there. Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 826. Jeff,
I have the list of dancers here, too.
Why don't you do a shout-out to
okay.
them?
Yeah. From the Holder Law Group, Matt Jones,
yep.
From Cross Construction, B.J. Lytle. He's been the one talking about the shampoo move.
Yeah, he's got the shampoo move. I'm not sure what it is. Is that like one of these things?
Maybe.
I don't know, but we're looking forward to it.
And I know Art in Motion and their dancers are stepping up this
awesome.
Year to assist.
Yep. Yep.
Fairlawn Real Estate, project manager, Dion Thomas with the University of Illinois, Mary McGrath, Cozad Asset Management, Jen Nelson. Actually, I can't tell what groups they're with, so maybe I should.
Maybe just the names.
Okay.
Okay.
Allie Bourne-Sahe and Steve Witsit. Well, is also with
yeah.
with
I saw
associates.
Steve Witsit at church the
okay,
other day.
Good.
I said, you're going to do great. And he's a little nervous about it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, it doesn't matter what you do. I know what I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take care of you. Don't worry.
It's true. Steve was asking, on the intro time, Diane, how much time do I have to get in the middle of the dance floor and get set and things like that? So I was like, don't worry. We'll make it all happen there at the refinery on Friday night.
And then before everything, after dinner, as we get ready to start, you'll see some Art in Motion dancers. And then you'll see my daughter, Grace, Miss Illinois. She'll do her talent for Miss America for you. And we're excited to see that as well.
And if you have any questions or you want to vote right now, dmbgc.org.
It's a dollar a vote or something, right?
And it's the 50th anniversary. There's big plans. Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club expanding.
Oh, I know. And when Sam Banks took over, I think they were serving 280 kids. And now it's 800,000,
right.
Something
right.
Nuts. 828, be right back. ESPN 93.5.
The natural habitat of a creepy doll is a horror movie. It can't help being creepy. It's that small fixed smile and those never-closing eyes, always watching you, plotting, which you're imagining. It's mindless. But when the creepy doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them easy access to emergency roadside service through an award-winning app, it knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. The only question is, how did the creepy doll move from the bedroom to the hallway? I would get out of the house.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's carries the brands pros trust, like A.O. Smith. In fact, be sure to tell your customers to check with their local utility for possible rebates for A.O. Smith Energy Star certified hybrid electric heat pumps and tankless gas water heaters. Plus, save 5% on eligible purchases every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, it's Ford F-150 Radio. Today, we're talking how Ford, the official truck of the NFL once again has the awesome job of recognizing the Built Ford Tough offensive line of the week. Marty, go.
Hi, Mirhawk in high school, the Purple Panthers, 1989.
Say what?
Now, that was an offensive line. Me, Jimmy, Dwayne, Kiko, Melvin, Mount Everest.
This is the big time, buddy. And each week, Ford F-150 salutes the NFL O-line that outperforms all the others.
But they don't have the camaraderie us guys had.
Yeah, Built Ford Tough NFL offensive lines of the week have camaraderie, Marty. They're finely tuned machines, like the Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
I remember the big game. State semis, our QB calls out naked potato mouthwash.
Okay, listen.
A lot of people think that was the night I earned my All-Tri-County honorable mention. A lot of people.
Oops, Marty must have gone through a tunnel. Go to NFL.com and follow NFL analyst and former Pro Bowl center Sean O'Hara as he picks the Built Ford Tough offensive line of the week.
News. I'm Chris Foster. It's being reported by our sister network Sky News that parts of the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi's body have now been found in Turkey. The Saudi government claims his death was an accident during a brawl at the consulate in Istanbul, but Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says otherwise.
Jamal Khashoggi was slain in a vicious, violent murder
that was planned for days, he says, including the use of a body double and giving consulate staff the day off. CIA Director Gina Haspel is in Turkey to review the case. The midterm election is 2 weeks from today. A lot of people will have already voted by then.
Three dozen states let voters cast ballots early. Several opened voting centers last month, weeks before Election Day. 2 years ago, early voting trends suggested Democrats had the advantage in Florida, North Carolina, and Nevada. Hillary Clinton won, only Nevada.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. This is Fox News.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. No injuries were reported after a report of shots fired in West Champaign. Police said at about 4:30 p.m. yesterday, officers were called out on a report of shots fired near Centennial High School, near the intersection of West John Street and Crescent Drive. No word of any arrests. Police are investigating an armed robbery near the U of I campus. An 18-year-old man said he was in the 800 block of West Green Street mid-morning Sunday when a man grabbed him and put a knife to his throat. The victim said the armed robber kept the knife there while taking electronic equipment and cash and left the scene. The State Department of Transportation is running a contest to choose the best ideas for electronic billboard sign statements. WAND says the statements are meant to remind people driving about decisions that can cause fatal wrecks. You can submit ideas online. IDOT will announce the winning ideas early next year. There will be six winners. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, college football fans, Kirk Herbstreit here. Whether you're home gating or tailgating this season, score big on game day eats with Eckridge Smoked Sausage. And now you can enter the 2019 Road to the National Championship sweepstakes. You can join me at the College Football Playoff National Championship in Santa Clara, California, for a chance to throw to win $1 million. To enter and learn more, visit EckridgeFootball.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 12/2018. Contest rules online.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane?
Nice looking day, Stevie. We've got plenty of sunshine. Today's high 56, 32-hour low tonight. Sunny tomorrow with a high 54, low 34. Up to 51 more clouds Thursday. 30% chance of showers now on Friday and Saturday with a high 52. Right now, the temperature's at 43. ESPN 93.5.
Happy to welcome in our studio Aaron Ammons. He's running for county clerk. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Pleasure to meet you.
I heard your commercial and you sounded fun and sportsy and all that other good.
Yes, right. That's right. I used to play basketball for Central and for Parkland.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yes, indeed.
You played past grade 12?
Yes, I did.
You must have been able to shoot the rock.
I can shoot the rock. Yes,
you
indeed.
Can you still make a three?
And look, I'm going three-point line to three-point line. I'm not playing any defense, but I'm definitely make some threes.
That's my game. All right, Aaron. In front page of the News Gazette today, there's a story about you contacting somebody currently in the county clerk's office.
Yeah.
She filed some sort of a complaint with her union, felt intimidated. What's that about?
Yeah, well, you know, I can only share from my perspective. And from my perspective, Ms. Green is a longtime employee, I think 17 years or so in the office. So I was doing some research on the office and really discovered a tremendous pay inequity and I wouldn't say a Yeah, pay inequity. I'll just leave it right there for right now. And the top five paid people in the office are men. Top four of the top five are men. Four of the top the bottom paid are women. The women have a collective experience of like 84 years in this office versus maybe a collective 44 for the men. But the women make 28% less in the office.
All right,
than
so
they
you're
do.
Doing homework.
I'm doing homework, so and I'm reaching out to Ms. Green because she has so much experience in the office. I thought it was an easy question or a no-brainer to the person with so much experience as a woman in the office. How could we help recruit more women in the office, pay women fairly in the office? So those are some of the concerns that I had. So I was just reaching out to her to see if she would help lead that effort.
She took it more of a political, I might not have a job, I'm worried about all that.
Look, Stevie, I'm a union president. You can't fire union employees just like that. There's a process for union employees. They're not at-will employees. So, no, Ms. Green has no concerns about it. I don't have any intention. She is a vital asset to that office. There's no way that I would even consider doing something like that.
I got you. So you were doing homework. You're kind of checking the landscape and trying to get started day one, right?
Exactly.
All right.
It's a quick turnover in that office. So that's what it was about.
Okay. All right.
That's all.
Aaron Ammons, why do you want to be county clerk?
Well, this office is near and dear to me because I'm passionate about democracy. I want people to exercise their right to vote. I know all the efforts that whether it's women or people of color have really put into securing this right. It's how a democracy functions. So I've registered thousands of students and community members to vote. I've talked to people about their rights and about how to vote. This is something that I'm extremely passionate about, and I do want to make sure that I bring this balance to from a pay standpoint. My wife has been on this sexual harassment panel going across the state talking to women about women should be at least 50% of the leadership in an office. So that's one of the things that's important to me. And I want to end what I see as a pay-to-play that's taking place in the county clerk's office now. The current clerk, Gordy Holden, hired his best friend to be his chief of staff and is paying him $93,000 a year. $93,000.
And what's appropriate?
The current clerk makes $95,000. So I don't know where a chief of staff only makes $2,000 less than a department head.
Can I apply?
You see what I'm saying? So I think
good,
that's
pretty good money. If I don't want
$93,000 for about 10 years. Yeah, I think that's pretty good money. I also see where my opponent, his family has been donating thousands and thousands of dollars to the local Republican Party since he became an employee at the clerk's office. And a good amount of that has gone directly to the current clerk, Gordy Holden. So I really see that there's a push in this office to create a patronage hire system that has to change. And I will definitely change that when I become clerk.
All right. 2 weeks from today, you won't be able to go vote, right? And there's early voting's up. I mean,
yes, indeed. Early voting right now at the Brookings Building from 8 to 4. 30 Monday through Friday, October 25th. Early voting begins in various different locations. I'm really looking forward to it. It's exciting. The turnout has been great. I'm really looking forward to having the opportunity to serve the people of Champaign County as the county clerk.
All right, we'll play pig, but I shoot first. Can you shoot with your left hand?
I can shoot.
Dang it.
Depending on how good you are, you might not want to go. You might want to do that, Steve.
Okay, but you and I sound similar. We like shooting, but not touching anybody.
Look, I am more than happy to get out there somewhere and let's go have a good time.
I think you'd school me, frankly. So anyway, good luck. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure meeting you as well.
Come back, all right? You know where I am now.
Absolutely.
Aaron Ammons, Carol and Aaron Ammons, I guess I'd call you a power couple, huh?
I guess some people are saying that. Power service. She's
there
on the ballot as well.
Power service.
I like it.
Great to see you and nice to meet you.
Thanks a lot.
Aaron Ammons, running for county clerk, ESPN 93.5.
Hi, this is Sarah, Shannon, and Sylvia about an empty tomb work. In this world, some things are just not right.
One of them is little kids under 5 dying from simple causes in 40 countries.
You can feel hopeless, or you can donate $50 once a year at missionmatch.org.
Strengthen the supply lines.
Through churches, in Jesus' name.
There's a lot you cannot do.
You can do this.
MissionMatch.org.
This is retired Circuit Judge Mike Carroll speaking on behalf of my friend Chad Beckett for Circuit Judge. I've had the pleasure of knowing and working closely with Chad over many years and have always found him to possess the highest legal abilities, temperament, and ethics. Chad was born and raised in Urbana, runs a law firm with offices in 3 counties, and has practiced throughout the circuit for 20 years. Considering his experience with the law and as a dedicated leader in the community, I believe that Chad will serve with distinction on the circuit court. I ask you to support Chad Beckett for Circuit Judge.
Paid for by Beckett for Circuit Judge.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Here's one question that has no wrong answer. Are you going to choose the new Shell and Fuel Rewards card to be used at Shell stations or the Shell and Fuel Rewards MasterCard that can be used everywhere MasterCard is accepted? With both, you save 10 cents per gallon up to 20 gallons every time you fill up. And you also earn 10% rebates on your first $1,200 in non-fuel purchases per year at Shell stations. See? You can't go wrong with either. Visit www.shell.us/get rewards and apply today. At participating Shell stations only. Terms and conditions apply.
Jeff Manasso is with Fox News. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. I've got a couple tickets ready to go for tonight.
Yeah, well, again, as I told Illinois baseball coach Dan Hartlib last hour, I am so rooting for you to get second.
I'll take second because that means you get all the attention.
Well,
you get all the attention,
well,
and I can just kind of.
You know what? I would be okay with five numbers and a million. That'd be fine. I mean, we would work with that. That'd be okay.
I think so, too. I think that's one of the best lotteries to win when it's down low because nobody cares who you are. Right now, all the attention is focused on who's going to win this. In fact, I can tell you this. Network jets are fueled up. And they're ready to go to wherever this lottery winner is, because everybody wants to know who this person's going to be or who these people are going to be if this ticket be split.
I don't have to announce. I can be anonymous, can't I?
You can be anonymous in several states. I don't believe Illinois is one of them.
Oh man!
You'd have to fight that. But you could open up a trust. You could have lawyers.
Yeah. I might need a deep voice communications man. So I don't.
I'll do it. I'm expensive though.
There you go.
Well, I've got money. Okay. So
yeah.
don't be flashing.
Money's no object.
Yeah. That's exactly.
So, but that's the thing. You know, you want to. I mean, if you do win, obviously it's just crazy money. You could there's nothing you couldn't do. Basically.
Well, In all seriousness, it messes more lives up than not. I mean,
that's right.
So in this level, I suggested yesterday that it's danger level when organized people with bad intentions could grab something of value to you and make you pay $100 million and you'll have it. You've got to have security on this level, I think.
I would think so, particularly since your face and your name are being plastered just about everywhere. You're probably going to lose some family members and lose some friends over it. These are all the stories that lottery winners will tell you. They say, look, take a deep breath. If you find that you've got these numbers, sign that thing. Sign the ticket. Take a deep breath. Get yourself surrounded by a good legal team. Hold off for, you know, weeks, maybe even months, until you're set to be able to do this. You know, scrub your Facebook, your social media, get rid of it, get a new cell phone. And once you go public, in some states you have to identify yourself, which is kind of unfortunate. But once you do that, you know, you want all of the you know, whether it's security or whether it's legal precautions and measures, implemented and in place and ready to go, because your life will never be the same. And look, all the money is great. You know, you can do whatever you want with it. But if you weren't happy yesterday, you know,
as a half
billionaire or whatever it's going to be, you're not necessarily going to be all that happy, although you just won't have any money problems.
Yeah, and you're going to have people contact you that you don't know, that you never heard from, and they're going to be all, and you're right, somebody is going to win this at some point. I don't know if it'll be today, but somebody's...
That's just it. They talk about how rare this is.
Yeah.
You're more likely to be struck by lightning. You always see that reporter standing in the convenience store telling you that. But look, somebody is going to win, whether it's Quick Pick or whether it's the numbers that you've chosen for, you know, quite some time that you've been playing. Somebody is going to win this, and why not? And, you know, all this dreaming about what you do, it's fun, and, yeah. And I think, you know, worth the $2 ticket.
Yeah, it's all pure entertainment and a lot of fun, and we understand I can drop something from the space station that has to land on my patio, but it might. So you're saying I have a chance. You're saying I have a chance. Jeff Manasso, we'll be in touch, and I'll have to give you one of the interviews, so stand by.
Good luck.
Thank you, sir. You too. I hope you get second. Thanks, buddy. See ya. Yeah, again, I would really, really, really be a good giver on this thing because there'd be plenty of money.
Exactly.
And I wouldn't.
I mean, I would totally keep it local, though.
But I wouldn't be lopping money on people. I mean, not because that's not good.
And you got the foundation that.
Yeah, I've got all kinds of things I'm going to set up, but I would be. We would make sure a whole bunch of churches are good.
Mm-hmm. For me, Developmental Services Center has been good to us with services for my young son,
really
Aiden.
Help DSC.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a good one.
And I do it for, you know, 50 years to come or something.
There you go. Kind of give them sense. I'm going to be on plenty left.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, Young Life has been big in our life, and I would make sure Young Life had, you know, all they needed.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great organization locally and nationally and internationally. So you got that. And then
Look at different schools and their special ed departments and things like that and make things happen so they can
maybe do test pilots of things that really are effective.
Right.
When you're talking in the special education area, uh-huh. You could give them more resources.
That's right.
At least locally.
Boy, that would be exciting.
You couldn't do that nationally. That's not going to go far enough for your little billion, but... It's they're just a lot of good. You know, money is not evil. The love of money is evil. Money in itself is not evil. It's a wonderful blessing if you use it properly. But the love of money is where you have your evil.
1.6 billion to the Mega Millions tonight. Wow.
Off the charts. So we'll see. But if somebody's going to win. I mean, they just...
Will they? I mean, we've been going since July on this.
Who's to say it won't be next July? Next July, we'd be up to 30 million, billion.
My goodness. No.
Let's jump to our sports headlines as the Fall Classic. By the way, and I should have been mentioning this a lot more, every game will be on ESPN 93.5. If you're driving around and want to listen to World Series, you'll be able to do that.
Good stuff.
Yep.
World Series best of seven in Boston tonight. Game time temperature right around 50. As the game progresses down into the lower 40s, 7:09 start. Boston Red Sox and L.A. Dodgers. NFL action last night. Matt Ryan helped Atlanta win with his 379 yards, 23-20 over the New York Giants. As far as the Indianapolis Colts nearby, Adam Vinatieri and his story at the age of 45 has been trending. He's 5 points away from being the all-time leading scorer, and he missed two over the weekend. Hadn't done that in his 23 seasons.
Yeah, it's amazing you can kick as well as Adam Vinatieri has for 20.
This groin injury,
years.
The MRI on his right leg is a concern.
Yeah.
Illinois and Maryland, 2:30. It's going to happen on Saturday. Dallas over the Bulls, 115-109. Minnesota over the Pacers, 101-91. Winnipeg beat the St. Louis Blues 5-4. Blackhawks hosting Anaheim tonight.
And I said it yesterday, Illinois football has to win another game. And it's like, wow, really? Yeah, they really, really do.
And I feel like Maryland could be it.
They're not a great team, but they're 17-point favorites. I think we can beat Maryland. By Friday, I'll have us beating Maryland. That's Tuesday.
Okay.
We give up too many points. And I don't know who my starter is. It's AJ or
MJ or
AJ.
Yeah.
Or MJ.
I think so.
This is an initial kind of a quarterback stuff here. Anyway, so it's one of those two, but they're competing this week, and there's no word on it. I don't know if it matters. Does it matter? Does it really matter?
Right.
I mean, because if one isn't doing well, the other will come in.
Right.
And Maryland at home tends to have a little more energy and a little better, and they're trying for a bowl. So, yeah, I know we're dogs. We have to win another football game, or this is going to be bad. It's going to feel bad. It's going to look bad. We have to get to four. And a lot of pressure. Everybody knows it. Got to get to four. You get to four, I'm pretty excited.
Right.
Because I believe next year we'll get to six. And that means we're going bowling.
That's right.
That's exciting. But I got to have one more, guys.
Right.
8:49.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Passion. Many people have it. We're very passionate about the Bears, Cubs, Cardinals, White Sox. Some are passionate about knitting, fishing, camping, running, exercising, etc. No worries. Stay passionate about these things. But may I ask us to consider adding one passion into our lives? Humanity. People. Those who are around us. How about we turn our passion into compassion? As we go about our everyday lives, we encounter many opportunities to shine from within, to glow with an inner light. Let's say racism is increasing. Wouldn't it be great to be kind to someone of a different color than us, to open the door for them, to smile at them, and to be kind for them? So, I'm wondering, we want our country to be better? What are we waiting for? Treating people humanely does not require passing a law. It only requires us to act, and there is no law against that. Let's turn our passion into compassion. Who will you be nice to today? I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute.
On November 6th, vote for Diane Michaels for County Auditor. Diane has over 30 years of professional financial experience and has served in Champaign County government for 8 years. In addition, Diane's been an engaged member of our community, serving on the boards of the United Way and other community organizations.
This is Donna Green. We need competence, professionalism, and service in the County Auditor's office. That's why I am supporting County Auditor Diane Michaels. Diane and I worked together in the banking industry for over 20 years. Day to day, I saw her financial skills, hard work, and dedication. I know that we can trust Diane to oversee our county finances and to advance technology within the office.
Hi, I'm Diane Michaels. I've served voters in Champaign County for over 8 years, working to balance budgets and secure the long-term fiscal stability of our county. I want to continue to serve as your county auditor and ask for your vote on November 6th.
Paid for by Diane Michaels for County Auditor.
All right, one more time before the Jeremy Warner program lights up. It's Check Your Weather.
All right, we've got a nice day today as you head on out to sign up for the season basketball tickets between 3:30 and 5:30.
Where am I going again?
It's U of I Meat Sales Group right off Florida and Maryland.
I can grab steaks. Exactly. I can get some pork chops.
Well,
I can bacon.
Delicious.
Bacon.
Exactly. High 57, down to 32. 54, the high tomorrow, down to 34 with partly cloudy conditions. A few more clouds on Thursday's forecast with a high 51, low 39. 30% chance of showers in the forecast as we wrap up the week Friday with a high 52. We're currently at 43 on ESPN
93.5. Yeah, just still looking over the annuity option. Do I take the one lump sum from 600 and what's the number? $642 million is what I'd get after all the taxes. I think I'd take the lump sum.
And then the place where you bought the ticket, they get to pretty much renovate or start over.
Remind me when it's so chaotic that the woman who sold it to me wants me to come across the street and hug her.
Uh-huh.
So I've got to remember to do that. So
that's
you,
right.
Remind me.
My gal is Amy, so she wants a little piece
and
of my
hope,
pie, too.
Diane, I hope you get second, too. Because, listen, I want you guys to be successful.
Well, thank you.
But I'm kind of hoping my ticket's the only winner. Then again, think about this. If I share this with, you know,
the CBJ broadcasting staff.
And the bowling team from Idaho Falls.
Or Old Orchard.
Think how diverted the attention would be, and you'd still get $100 million.
Exactly.
I mean, $100 million would go a long way today.
Exactly.
Hey, not as far as $642 million, but we'll see. It's fun. Somebody's going to win this thing, and that's why people play. And just, it's pure entertainment, and again, the chances are, I can't even, just think about the United States of America. How long would it take you to drive to every state? Months. To drive to every single state. And every single person you'd see. And going to Manhattan and Chicago and Houston and LA. Every person and everything, it's the butterfly's got to land on your shoulder.
Uh-huh.
It's like, okay, I get it. But the thing is, the butterfly will land somewhere.
You got to be in it to win it.
So decisions. I guess I'll do the show tomorrow.
Okay, very good.
Should I?
Probably so.
I'm going to need Sheriff Walsh to retire 2 weeks early. I'll need some detail.
Very good.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
As we fantasize. I guess we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
ESPNCU.com to relive moments of the show. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the day.
Yep, and thanks to Aaron Ammons for coming out.
Mm-hmm.
He's running for county clerk. We're going to talk to a number of people as we lead up to the election, which is 2 weeks from today. Frankly, it's elections now.
That's right.
Voting season is upon us. I've got to go vote. I wanted to get it done. I've taken four days.
Until November 6th.
Oh, yeah.
I have that little traditional circle.
Well, won't I get one now? Oval. I vote now?
I think so.
I hope so. That's the only reason I do it. Diane Ducey, I'm Stevie J. The Jeremy Warner Program is coming up next. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Really, really do. Know you're there. Thank you. Meet you tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday.
Dalmore Boys and Girls Club's annual Dancing with the CU Stars is set for October 26th at the Refinery.
I'm Roselle Bosley, and I'm dancing with the stars to benefit the kids at Dalmore Boys and Girls Club. You can help the kids and me by going to dmbgc.org and supporting Dancing with the CU Stars 2018. Vote for me and the kids today.
I'm Steve Whitsitt, and I'm Dancing with the Stars to benefit the kids at the John Moyer Boys and Girls Club. You can help the kids and me by going to dmbgc.org and supporting Dancing with the Stars. Be sure and go and vote for someone. I don't know, maybe Steve Whitsitt?
Hey there, this is Matt Jones. I'm Dancing with the Stars this year. Come out and support us. You can go to dmbgc.org to vote. Let's have some fun and raise some money for the kids. Can't wait. Let's have some fun. Vote for me.
Support the kids at the club and vote for your favorite celebrity dancer today at dmbgc.org.
Duralast batteries are proven tough to perform in temperatures of 140 degrees and 40 below zero. Because when you can start in extreme conditions, you can start in everyday conditions. Like running late for work, a broken alarm, creepy parking spots. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hi, this is Sarah.
Shannon.
And Sylvia about an empty tune work.
In this world, some things are just not right.
One of them is little kids under five dying from simple causes in 40 countries.
You can feel hopeless, or you can donate $50 once a year at missionmatch.org.
Strengthen the supply lines.
Through churches, in Jesus' name.
There's a lot you cannot do.
You can do this.
missionmatch.org.
At Sport Clips Haircuts, we're on a mission to help our veterans with their education. In 2013, we established the VFW Sport Clips Help a Hero Scholarship Program. With the help of your generous donations, we've raised nearly $5 million and awarded more than 1,000 scholarships across the country. You have changed lives. Help us continue this honorable mission. Learn how you can help the Sport Clips Help a Hero Scholarship Program at sportclips.com.
With the change of seasons approaching, you need to check your tires. CarX Tire and Auto has been serving customers for over 40 years and is your Central Illinois tire leader. Your local CarX has the right tires for your vehicle, offering major brands like Goodyear, Kelly, Michelin, and Yokohama. And CarX offers tires at competitive prices, expert installation, and the best guarantees in the business. Shop tires online at CarX.com by using our online tire tool. See your CarX man today.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Experience getting what you want.
Founding partners here at Carback Car Capital, we're rounding them up and moving them out. All the 2018 Hondas and Hyundais gotta go.
The savings in the selection are huge, and we'll pay top dollar for your trade-in. And we have financing for everyone.
The deals will never be sweeter than they are right now. So saddle up and get on down to Carback Car Capital in Danville, where our customers are
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, carries brands such as Champion, Nike, Cutter & Buck, and more. If you're looking for high-quality, fashionable, name-brand Illinois apparel, then look no further than Game Day Spirit. If you're shopping for friends and family and looking to save money, Game Day also has a large selection of buy one, get one free tees in both short-sleeve and long-sleeve styles. Be sure to check out Game Day's online exclusives as well at GameDaySpirit.com. Get your gear at Game Day and go Illini.
For a limited time at VisionWorks, you can get two complete pairs of glasses. Frames, lenses, the works for just $49 on single vision glasses and $89 on progressives. And that's a good deal. But we offer that pricing on over 500 frames, which makes it a great deal. A great deal better than the other guys. Right now, buy two complete pairs of single vision glasses for just $49 or two pairs of progressives for only $89. VisionWorks, we're here to help you. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires November 10th.
In the 1800s, the Merrin family fled Ireland and settled near Danville. Laboring in fields, they saved enough to buy wasteland and worked to shape it into prosperous farmland.
I'm Mike Merrin. My ancestors believed in the promise of Illinois. I do too. I know we can work together to fix our problems with budgets, taxes, and school funding. We can grow our business, strengthen agriculture, and bring people back to Illinois.
It can be done. Believe in Mike Merrin as your state representative of the 104th District. Paid for by Citizens to Elect Mike Merritt.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.